Welcome to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast. We're so happy you're here today to learn about how to create fresh perspectives on profitability, people, productivity, and finding peace in your small business. Today, we're going to do something that is going to blow your mind. We're going to go ahead and talk about productivity in a way that you might not be realizing will impact your business and your life far beyond your expectations. So I would like to say hello, business rock stars. My name is Maggie Mongan, and I am your host for today. I'm a tenured master business coach, trainer, and growth strategist for about 20 years now. I am the CEO of Brilliant Breakthroughs, Inc., which is a coaching practice specializing in guiding small businesses to optimize business performance and leadership. I'm all about improving the underserved small business sector. And if you're new to our podcast, pay attention. You're going to hear it all over the place because we honestly believe that small businesses are the accelerant of our economy. So much so that inadvertently, I ended up founding a number one best-selling business book series for small businesses. Now, don't worry, we'll share a little bit more about that later. But most importantly, I want you to realize, like all good things that happen, I didn't do it alone. I invited tenured experts. You got that? Tenured experts to join me in the authoring process. And today we have with us one of our returning tenured experts and number one international best-selling author, John Kennedy. Welcome, John.
Hey, Maggie. It's great to be here again. And actually, I'm more of a 15-year expert as opposed to a 10-year expert.
Okay, well, everybody might be in for a treat today now that John has set that tone. Okay, so it's really important for you to know who John Kennedy is because John works with people who are committed to exceeding their performance expectations. And how he does this is he helps them improve their mental performance very quickly so they can produce extraordinary results in half the time. Extraordinary results in half the time? Wow, yeah. That's cool.
Well, it is. And, you know, again, I'd say 10, 15 years, actually, that's 15 years ago that the Marines gave me my contract to do this, right? So we already have highly motivated, highly trained Marines to start with who are trying to stay alive in combat, win battles and so forth. And everybody has a certain set of expectations. And so what I find is with my program, if people are committed, they'll exceed their performance expectations pretty significantly. So that's why I say extraordinary results, because most people really achieve far more than they thought they could when we make their brains faster and more focused.
That is awesome. And I know that to be true. And God bless our Marines. I married one of them.
Yes, I know. Semper
Fi. Semper Fi, baby. Okay. So here you are, John. You wrote a chapter in volume five. I'm sorry, I'm confusing things here. Yeah. Volume five, which is our final volume in the series, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. And the subtitle is Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, People, Productivity, and Finding Peace. Now, just so everybody knows, this is the fifth volume in the series. The title is the same for every book. The difference is the color of the front cover. So volume five, which John penned a chapter in, is the turquoise covered book. Pretty beautiful, isn't it, John?
It is. I like the color.
Yeah. All right. So in volume five, your chapter is number six, and it's titled A Simple Model to Improve Your Business, Personal, and Mental Performance.
Right.
So it really anchors on our mental performance, right?
Right. And I found a long time ago. So before this, you know, I've been doing this combat brain training now for 15 years. Before that, I was a process re-engineering consultant for some big companies, Motorola, Aon, you know, top level reorganizing, re-engineering businesses. But I've always found that a simple approach universally applied is much more powerful than a lot of complex, you know, approaches to different problems. And so that's really the core of my chapter. It's one very simple model that I applied to help businesses for many, many years, and then applied it to our brains at the request of the Marine Corps using neuroplasticity, which is the amazing capability God has given our brains to change from repetition as the medium. So that's how we improve mental performance. And we use the same approach to help people change their habits as well.
Okay, great. Now I want to take a pause for a moment because you started to bring in some lingo. And no, that's okay. It's what you do. You're an expert. This is your topic. So let's just keep this simple. You love simplicity. Mm-hmm. I love simplicity. And this is a massive topic. So let's break down a couple of these terms so our listeners can just hold on to a couple of key pieces. And let's start with the term neuroplasticity.
It's interesting. So I actually, at the time I was developing this for the Marine Corps, a number of things came in front of me, basically. God put them there, but to help me develop this, one of them being Norman Doidge's excellent book, The Brain That Changes Itself. And it's all about kind of the newly discovered field of around neuroplasticity, because up until that time, for 100 years, the science of how our brains work pretty much fell to the psychologists. And, you know, it was all about psychology and how you think and so forth. But once the brain scanning technology got strong enough, neuroscientists kind of took over that phase, because they could actually physically see the brain change depending on the different stimulation that the brain was receiving. And more and more and more, they realized that the brain is our brains. That's where, you know, plastic, neuro and plastic. Plastic is malleable. Even the things we think about can change our brain physically. And then those are the connections that we build on going forward. So that's where I think it's important for listeners to realize that everything they do, if they repeat it, it's going to be harder to change or easier to do, depending on whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, right?
Well, yeah, I am with you on that. Let me tell you my personal struggle of this over the last couple of days. We had a plumbing issue and we had to rearrange, you know, our master bath and our bedroom furniture and everything to take care of this plumbing issue, you know, plumbing, then drywall, then painting, and, you know, all of that. And it's taken a couple months. Well, just in, let's see, March, April, May, June, 3 months, my whole world is now back in order. But I keep going to where my dresser has been for the last 3 months to go get my clothes. And I'm like, this is not where my socks are anymore.
Right.
And it's so funny. And I'm like, wow, check this out. It only took 3 months to create this habit. That's what I was thinking of this morning. About 3 months. And I was thinking about our conversations through your mini series here that you've had, and you know, how this is your fifth episode in our mini series. So we got a lot of conversation. And I'm like, this is what John's talking about. So it's so cool that we're here doing this now.
Right.
Okay. So neuroplasticity, you talked about, but you use another term. And you have a great glossary at the end of your chapter in the book. So thank you for that. But applied neuroplasticity, what is the applied meaning?
Yeah, it kind of actually originally it meant the fact that I applied my business process reengineering to the brain to create these changes. And it basically had three components. One, you have to define what it is you want to do. Two, you have to apply robust stimulation, and I'll explain a little bit about that to you. And then the agile approach where you're continually updating it. Now it really is a larger kind of umbrella. Basically, let's apply this to different parts of your life.
That is cool. So it's, we have our brain that we can train, and now you teach us how to apply certain techniques so we can do that. Applied neuroplasticity. Got it. Okay. And you are a neuroplastician. So what the heck does that mean? Because everybody goes, but nobody knows what it is.
Well, and it's true. There's a few of us out there. So Norman Doidge in his book coined that phrase, right? People who deliberately help people change their brains to be whatever it is, more productive, more relaxed, whatever. Completely outside the medical field. I've met a couple of those people. There's a brilliant man in South Africa who has overcome Parkinson's by developing a way, you know, engaging exercises, training your brain to think before you move. And so again, you know, the brain is, it's like a canvas, right? So you can have the doctors with all their really technical, you know, let's examine this one little piece of this canvas and let's research it and see if we can make a change. And then there's people like he and I and other people that like, okay, what do we want? Let's use what we have. We have the canvas, we have the paint, we have the brushes. Let's use that to create something beautiful or something that we want. And so really, you know, even though I speak at medical conferences several times a year, I'm not part of that, those silos. And I just basically train people how to change their brains.
Okay. So you get really practical and tactical is what it is.
Very simple. I mean, I work with young kids, anybody. And it's interesting, the people I work with, if they do the exercise I give them to do, they didn't even have to know why it's making a change in the brain. I mean, I've done a lot of research and I know why. They just have to do something. It's like going to the gym. You know, if you want to get stronger, you know, your trainer could give you a stack of physiology manuals or it could give you a dumbbell, right? You lift the dumbbell, you get stronger. Who cares why?
Right? I love that. Okay, cool. I love this. And thank you because, again, this is your fifth episode in your mini series here on our podcast, but some people are hearing you fresh for the first time. So we'll tell them the episodes to go back and listen to towards the end of this. But let's dive into this because you created this new habit that in less than an hour, people can really begin to start changing their brain, their neuroplasticity starts kicking in, right? Consciously. So how can we combine everything that you've discussed so far? You've developed a way to improve mental processing. You've talked cognitive mindset, attitude and habits. You call it habitude. I love that. all basis on the simple approach. Okay. Everything is based on simplicity that you do. And that's your genius. And I appreciate that. And I know that our listeners and our readers do too. So this just blows our minds. Ba-dum-bump, right? In a good way. So can you explain your process a little?
Yeah. So the key to everything I do is, and I'll explain what this is in a minute, is what I call robust stimulation. That was a finding out of MIT when I was developing my first program for the Marine Corps that found with robust stimulation, the brain will start to change immediately, which is why the changes are so fast. Now I've expanded that. I don't even think we might even use the same definition, but for me, what that means is we want to stimulate the parts of your brain that engage in executive function, our ability to make decisions. At the same time, we engage the parts of the brain that interface with the real world, eyes, ears, mouth, hands, feet. And it's that engaging all the parts of the brain together that makes the brain not only work hard, so it changes much faster, but also changes in real world interfaces, which is why basically the digital programs like Lumosity and CogMed, and they show all kinds of studies about how you do better at tests, but very minimal real world benefits. They've been finding that for years because you're not engaging the parts of the brain that interface with the real world.
Hilarious.
I mean, yeah, you want to get better at a computer game, go play a computer game. You want to get better at life, then you got to engage the parts of your brain with your life. And so what I'm working on now is trying to get all these together, right? Also your cognitude, which is your mental efficiency, your habit, your attitude, which is your mindset, and then the habitude, which are the things that we do that are our actual habits that we want to change. All of them will change faster if we can engage some sort of real world interface, that robust stimulation piece.
Well, I think I just shared my habitude.
Yeah, right.
My socks drawer.
Well, and we can change the, so the way we would change that habit, Maggie, is you know, you write down what's happening now, right? You're going to the wrong drawer, the wrong place. You then define, we always want to start with a definition, define what it is you want to do, right? So you walk into the room or you get out of bed or whatever the starting point is, and then you define exactly what it is that you want to happen. So maybe it's go to the other part of the room.
Yep.
And pull out your socks, for example. Now, the critical piece to make that a new habit in less than an hour is to apply the robust stimulation, which means that on some day when you don't necessarily need your socks, you walk through that process many times. So in other words, instead of just thinking, oh, I gotta go over here, you physically walk into the room, walk over to where you want to go, physically take out your socks, go over and sit down just to the point where you're ready to put them on. So what you've done now, and then do that over and over and over again. And what you'll find is, as you do that, you're going to start to anticipate that you're going to get it right. It's a little dopamine release. You're going to feel good about it. You're going to walk through that process. And actually, a great way to finish that then is, that was so easy. Right? I did a great job. Some way to acknowledge yourself that you've accomplished it. So you repeat that over and over several times, maybe 3-4, it depends on how many times you need, 5-6 times. You're going to feel really relaxed. You're going to automatically go exactly where you need to with confidence. And then the next morning when you need socks, you're not even going to think about going to the wrong place. But it's that actual engaging your body as you walk through it, that's the key. That's what changes your brain so fast.
Okay, now I love this because this is applied neuroplasticity.
Yes, right.
And it's how I and everyone else wins at life, like you said, not just taking a test, right? Okay.
Right.
So you just walked us through the secret.
Right.
And I love it because you have this simple system and you share this in the book, and I really appreciate that. And I, you know, one of my mantras is practice creates new possibilities. Yeah. Right. And that's what applied neuroplasticity does. It creates new possibilities because we're practicing something. But you gave us the catch, which robust stimulation, which is
right.
Do it over and over and over and over with the positive outcome, not what you're trying to release, with what you're trying to create, and then reward. Right.
There's another quote you might like by Aristarchus. It's one of the Navy SEALs mottos. It says, we don't rise to the level of our expectations, we fall to the level of our practice. And that's what
there you go
here, right? You get that practice in, and again, it's not just thinking about it, it's actually doing it. That's your practice. Then you're changing the brain and the body in so many different ways.
Okay, so John, we talked about how we can do this in our personal life. A socks drawer.
Yeah, right.
You know, simple. Everybody can relate to that. Well, most people on the planet can. But what about our professional lives?
Same thing. So when I speak at conferences, I always enjoy this. When I speak in this part, I ask people to, you know, what habit do you want to change? Right. And we actually go through this process and I always get great feedback. You always have to define what that is. So maybe it's, I don't know, starting a meeting on time or making your sales calls or whatever it is where you have bad habits that you want to change. Maybe it's eating the wrong kind of food at lunch, whatever it is, you have to define it first. And then the key, of course, is to walk through it. And one of my interesting ones was a guy who said he wanted to start exercising at work when he came home. Because he comes home from work, and then, you know, his goal is to, as soon as he gets home, go to the gym and work out. We worked through this at one of the conferences. And so I said, well, what happens? He said, I come home, see my wife, say hello to my wife, start playing with my kids, you know, and then I don't want to work out anymore. I said, okay, so let's define exactly what you need to do, right? So I said, you have to, you know, open the door, right? And the night before, you have your gym bag by the door. That's important, right? That actually starts the night before, so it's very easy. He said it is important to interface with your family, you know, so you go in, give your wife a kiss, say, you know, I love you, whatever, go talk to your kids for a few minutes, turn around, go to the door, grab your bag and get out. Now you have to practice that, right? You have to robust stimulation. So you explain to them that you're doing this because it's very important that you're healthy. They don't want you, if you're not, they want you to be healthy. They're going to support you in this. And right. I said, and your wife will love it when five times in a row, you come in and give her a kiss and tell her you love her and your kids right before you leave, because you have to bring as many parts of the real world into it as possible. Mm-hmm. So he does that for, you know, five or six times one day. And the next time he comes home, everybody's looking forward to it. They're encouraging him, grabs his bag and goes and works out. So there is possible to engage other people as well.
Okay. So this can happen anywhere, anytime, with anything. Yeah. The key is not to focus on what you want to stop. The key is to focus on what you want to gain, right?
Right.
Your desired
result.
Habits
are easier to replace than they are to stop. And actually, you know, by creating that new habit, in fact, there's an old saying that for every time you do a bad habit, you have to do two good habits. But I think this does, you don't need that with this one, right? You are just reinforcing with your entire body and brain what it is you want to do. You repeat it, and then that's going to be the ruts that your brain's going to follow. Basically, our brains are lazy in a way, right? So we call the neuroscientists call this this term a zombie system, because zombies, right? They're out to kill you, but they're not, they're kind of brain dead, right? And so anytime you take a conscious process and repeat it enough to become unconscious, then the brain doesn't have to think about it anymore. An example I use is the first time you learn to drive a car, you have all this mental effort just to get the car on the road without killing anybody, right? Well, now you drive a car without thinking about it, right? Because your brain would rather look out the window or talk to someone. It doesn't want to have to think about driving anymore. So it offloads it to a zombie system. And now you don't, even though it's the same amount of cognitive effort, you're not thinking about it anymore. And that's what we're trying to create, are these zombie systems.
Okay, so I love that. We have lazy brains. Well, we're just late. Humans are lazy, right? Yeah. Okay, we're just naturally lazy, but everything starts with our thoughts. So that makes sense,
right,
with what you're saying, that if in our brain housing unit, we're lazy, well, then everything else follows through as lazy.
Yeah, right.
So it starts with our brain. It starts with our neuro.
Yeah, everything starts there.
Okay, that's so cool. I understand that even though we have just completed 5 episodes and you sharing your awesome wisdom with us, you're coming back one more time to do a bonus episode, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit more for applying to some specific things. So for athletes, for salespeople, for moms, a way that we can build on what we've already done and get them more aware of how they can target very specific parts of their life that they'd like to improve.
I think this is a great bonus because it is all about us living in reality and how do we make our reality better, right? So this is cool. John, can't wait until we have that conversation. But for now, I would love to thank you for this episode as well as the others. And let me share those numbers with everyone. And John's first episode is 205, then 215, 224, and 234. Today's episode will be 242. And what I believe would be best, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, everyone should start with 205, right?
The first one? Yeah.
Because really we build.
Right.
Okay. All right. And we will have these episodes in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about trying to remember them with your brain. That was funny. Okay. But thank you so much, and can't wait for that bonus round that we're about to have, because that's going to rock. And we need to wrap up today.
Thanks,
can you believe it?
It's been fun, yeah.
All right. So listeners, this is how you can learn more and engage with number one international bestselling author, John Kennedy, the neuroplastician. Start by reading chapter 6 in volume 5 of the book, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. Remember, volume 5 is the one with the turquoise cover. And then gift your business's performance by accepting the invitation that John has at the end of his chapter. So at the end of his chapter, he has an author page. And John, what is your offer for everyone?
Well, basically, the offer is for them to get like a questionnaire or a survey so they can kind of examine their own where they are. There's also an opportunity there where they can actually meet with me for a free consultation, which is a lot of people taken up on.
I bet.
Zoom. And it's always, I always enjoy it. I get to meet so many interesting people. So that's probably the best way to move forward. My website is combatbraintraining.com. Don't forget the brain part. A lot of people, it's not combat training. And there's also an opportunity there for them to use a QR code or my email if they'd like to meet with me. It's basically a placeholder so I can meet people.
Okay, beautiful. I bet you're pretty busy these days.
Keep them busy. I tell you, you know, one area I work a lot of people is golfers. This is golf season, right? So they're the ones who really need some brain training.
Oh, and we're going to talk about that in the bonus, because you're going to hear a little bit about sports performance. Okay, so here's something else that's really cool. Everyone, you have the opportunity right now to go to your mobile device and go to your app store and download Brilliant Biz Book. It's a free mobile app. Brilliant Biz Book, and you can learn everything about the whole book series, as well as all the authors in the series and John Kennedy. Okay, so here's what's really neat is there's another way you can get a hold of John, because there's all sorts of stuff on the app. First of all of our podcasts are there. So I just told you the numbers. You could just go there and you could roll through all of that. The other thing is we have a community page with all different posts, so you might want to check that out. But here's the feature if you want to get a hold of John directly. There's a feature called Ask an Expert, and if you find John Kennedy's name there, and you will, you can click on it. And it'll open up like an email, and you can send him a message and it'll show up in his inbox and he'll reply back to you. Pretty cool bonus, isn't that, John?
Yeah, no, the infrastructure built is incredible to support people. I mean,
thank you.
Really good. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So episode 205, 215, 224, 234. And today will be 242. Thanks for your time and wisdom sharing, John.
Yeah, thank you, Maggie. It's been fun as always.
And listeners, we appreciate you listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast, where you learn about how to create more brilliant breakthroughs for your small business. So shine brightly until next time.
Bye-bye.